Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 54, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows around 33. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 57. Partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Senate 15 earlier this week that led to a flare-up of emotions with individuals making threats and.
Let's not do that. No clapping, please.
Excuse me, point of order. I don't feel comfortable right now. I would like there to be security in here.
That audio from WIBW News. The testimonies included both in favor and opposition to the bill that would require schools, employers, and other facilities to grant vaccine exemptions without inquiring into the sincerity of the request. The bill could also potentially remove the meningitis vaccine requirement by public universities for students that are living on campus. With many concerned about the spread of viruses, others concerned about forcing injections into individuals without their consent. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, have announced they have identified the remains that were found in Wilson County as 43-year-old Stephanie M. Willard of Fredonia. AWCH News reports the event happened after hunters found the body on March 16th and called 911, where law enforcement found the body roughly a mile south of Coffeyville, Kansas. An autopsy was done, and with the remains of being identified, law enforcement has contacted the family, and the investigation on the cause of the death is still ongoing. The KBI says if you have any information regarding the remains or the investigation, you can call 1-800-KS-CRIME. In other news, one individual is in critical condition after an explosion at their home early on Wednesday morning in Great Bend. KWCH News reports the Great Bend Fire Department responded to the reports of an explosion where they found large debris and the structure being mostly destroyed. The Great Bend Fire Department also reported that the explosion caused, quote, significant damage to neighborhood structures and vehicles, as the fire department, along with the Kansas Fire Marshal, are investigating the cause of the explosion and fire.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska has reported they are set to receive an additional $4.9 million to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program after the Biden administration has announced at the federal level they are increasing the amount of funds in the program nationally. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level has indicated near $560 million will be added to the program, with just under the $5 million coming to the state of Nebraska specifically. Overall, during the winter season, Nebraska did receive just over $53 million in the program, as it is designed to help lower-income households stay safe and healthy by providing financial assistance and offset costs of heating and cooling. If you would like to apply for some of the funds or see the qualifications for the program, the deadline to apply is March 31st, and you can go to accessnebraska.ne.gov. You can also call the Department of Health and Human Services office in Nebraska at 1-800-383-4278. Mid-America Network News.
Calling all ag vendors. Reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
The first public meeting regarding the proposed jail project in Marshall County was held in Marysville Tuesday evening and drew some 30 residents. During the two-hour-plus meeting, the project evolution was outlined. The architect, construction manager at risk, and bond counsel presented information. Bond counsel detailed the lease purchase, which would be established with local banks on a 15-year term but could be paid off early without penalty. Top-line cost could total $9.3 million with interest if the full amount were used for the entire term. Commissioner Keith Bramhall spoke of the benefits of future expansion options at the courthouse and the like.
Our goal is to look into the future. Like Jeff said, we're not looking 10 years, 20, we're looking 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Because obviously you're all aware of the situation we have right now, and if you expand and you try to fill in that hole basically between the jail and the courthouse that we have there now, if something happens that we need to expand or we need more room in the courthouse or something needs to change, we're stuck. We don't have any room.
Addressing public questions as to location of the jail site east of Marysville.
Again, that's us looking forward into the future and trying to move that out there. So just remember on April 25th when you go to vote, we're not voting on a site. We're voting on the jail, okay? The site, whether we build this jail now or later on, that's where the jail is going to be. That's where we want the jail, and that's where it's going to be. So I guess the main thing is we're just voting on whether you get a jail or not. And it's not a want. It's obviously a need. We've talked about that. You know, the slides that Jeff showed there, you know, yeah, it's modern. We're going to build it now. We're going to build it for the future. The safety aspect for the workers, for Jim's guys that work for us, you know, is just, it'd be great because they're in that pod system right there, and they can actually move those prisoners around without even touching them, without even being with them. I mean, and they can separate themselves and be very safe. And when they bring them into book, it just, everything's so much nicer. So,
county commissioners were commended for their foresight and planning. The sheriff quickly dismissed that out-of-county prisoners would be contracted if the facility were built. Public concerns were divided between location and cost involved. Commissioners noted no other options. An increase in the mill levy of 2.914 is expected, with hopes that some, if not all, of the increase could be absorbed into future budgets. No immediate plans are set for the old jail. Storage would be one option. Considerable back-and-forth conversation centered on why the current site and facility expansion were not considered.
If we could have done it, that'd be great. And I'm not saying you can't do it, but to me, you spend $6 million, and then you got water issues, or you got other issues. You don't have any. We just talked about the parking. You eliminate, what do we have, 25, 30 spots out behind there that people park in behind the courthouse, maybe 25, I think. We eliminate all but about 5 or 6 of them with that expansion. So now we got to find somewhere for 20 people to park where we don't have room now for 20 people.
It's expected that a 12 to 18-month construction timeline would make first payment on a lease purchase due perhaps in 2025. The question was addressed as to what would happen if the April 25th vote is against funding new jail construction.
Under the statutes, the public has two methods to participate in making the decision about funding. The first method is with a notice and protest period. Which is the method that the county went through to do the lease purchase agreement. And so they passed a resolution and published a notice and said that we intend to do this, but if we receive a petition, then we will have to bring that to a vote of the public. So that's one method, is a notice and protest. The second method is going directly to an election. And in some cases, some methods of financing jails do require that you go straight to an election. But in either case, in whatever way the county would choose, there is always the public participation, either through a notice and protest period or directly to an election. But there's all, whichever way the county would elect to finance the jail, there's always the public participation process.
It was clear in summary that the only option under consideration by commissioners is a new jail at the East Marysville location, and if the funding question fails, they would go back to reconsider and could present the same resolution again.
If this fails, we will have to try to find another way to fund it. That's what David's for. And so, or we may just turn around and run it again. You know, we'll run the resolution again. If it gets protested, we'll have to have another election. So, because the point is, and I've said this, I know more than once tonight, we need a jail. We don't want a jail. We need a jail.
Another town hall information meeting regarding the Marshall County Jail Project is planned Tuesday, March 28th in Blue Rapids at the Community Center beginning at 7 p.m. A third meeting may also be held in the Beatty-Axtell area. Date and location to be announced. Community Memorial Healthcare will host a health fair this Saturday, 6 to 10 a.m., offering low-cost blood work and related tests. For information, contact CMH in Marysville. Marysville schools will be in session Monday, March 25th. The district advising there's been some confusion. Nebraska Farm Service Agency will continue a series of public meetings for ag producers and landowners interested in the Conservation Reserve Program. General CRP is a voluntary conservation program, and a new sign-up period is open through April 7th. A meeting open to the public is planned Monday, March 27th in Fairbury at the 4-H building on the Jefferson County Fairgrounds beginning at 1 o'clock. National Weather Service spring storm spotter training is planned Monday evening in Marshall County beginning at 7 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. The public is welcome. Caleb A. Pinnick, age 25, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the family cemetery south of Prospect Hill. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Caleb Pinnick. Rosemary Klausenbutcher, age 88, of Greenleaf, passed away February 3rd. A memorial mass is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Rosie Klausenbutcher. Sandra D. Penn, age 70, of Topeka, formerly Vermilion, passed away March 6th. Funeral service is planned Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Sandra Penn. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, March 31st, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Visitation next Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens.
Spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain showers today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s. Partly sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. Before a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers may continue early on Sunday, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Another chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. These showers may continue early on Monday, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some rain throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. And starting to warm up throughout the day on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Mostly clear over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. And more sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 60. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 34. And the record low, 12 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:25. Sunset this evening at 7:42.
Overwhelmed by the thought of spring cleaning? Breaking it down into manageable portions may be all you need. We will share that advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 24th, the 83rd day of the year. Escape artist Harry Houdini was born on this day, and in 1958, Elvis Presley became a private in the U.S. Army. Some people find the idea of spring cleaning so daunting that they don't know where to begin. That's why you need to be mentally organized before you even search for the mop and bucket. Rather than a room-by-room approach, we suggest you divide your task into four basic areas: furnishings, floorings, appliance, and windows. Breaking it down makes each task more manageable. And here's a tip to save on cleaning supplies. In varying combinations, the basic ingredients of white vinegar, baking soda, and ammonia will handle just about any cleaning challenge. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's on to the Elite Eight in the NCAA basketball tournament as the number 3 seed Kansas State Wildcats topped the number 7 Michigan State Spartans last night, 98-93 in the Sweet 16. Another high-scoring game for Keontae Johnson, the number 11 forward, as he put 22 points on the board with 6 rebounds and 1 assist for the game. Marquise Noel also had 20 points with 3 rebounds and 19 assists for the game. Naquan Tomlin had 11 points, with Cam Carter putting 12 points on for the game. Ishmael Massoud also had 15 points. Overall, the Wildcats went 55.9% for field goals, 45% in three-pointers, and 68% in the free throws for the game, as compared to the Spartans that had 49% in field goals, 52% three-pointers, and 81% of their free throws made throughout the game. The Wildcats now move on to the Elite Eight, which tip off tomorrow on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. against the number 9 seed at Florida Atlantic Owls. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Calling all ag vendors, reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. On sale now at 7clans.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from Intervisions.
We are less than a week away from the first pitch of regular season MLB baseball as the Kansas City Royals are set to start off the season of the regular season against the Minnesota Twins for a 3-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium. So far, the Royals have not announced their opening day starting pitcher. And so far during spring season training, Zach Greinke has been in rotation along with Jordan Lyles and Brady Singer. The final two spots, according to the Royals, are still undecided. Some of the candidates for those other starting positions included Daniel Lynch, Brad Keller, and Chris Bubik. Kansas City has also completed another trade throughout the spring season here with the Boston Red Sox, as Alberto Mondesi has been moved to the Red Sox to be their new infielder. The Red Sox have also acquired Angel Pierre from the Royals after the previous trade with the reliever Josh Taylor moving to Kansas City back in January. Kansas City continues to move through their preseason games, with the last few going up against the San Diego Padres, the San Francisco Giants, along with the Dodgers, wrapping them up with the Chicago Cubs and the Texas Rangers. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
As gardeners, we are always watching the weather and checking the calendar to estimate the best time to plant. We often overlook a critical factor, soil temperature, when making our plans. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest in a soil thermometer and start tracking soil temperatures before planting seeds, transplants, and bulbs. Measure the soil temperature at about 4 to 6 inches deep. Cool season crops like lettuce, kale, spinach, radishes, beets, and peas can be planted when the soil's in the 40s or warmer. Warm season vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, and squash do best when the soil is warmer, from 55 to 60 degrees or more, depending on the plant. Colorado State University's Vegetable Planting Guide lists the minimum, maximum, and optimum planting temperatures for most of the commonly grown vegetables. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the summer of 1966, the Monkees released The Last Train to Clarksville. The song went to number one on the Billboard charts, and many people went in search of that last train to Clarksville. That journey led many to this town and one particular train depot. They're still coming here, and we go too on this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dave Straka helped restore the old rail depot here in Clarksville, Tennessee. People may know the depot for a supposed link to a hit by the Monkees.
Michael Nesbitt had been stationed at Fort Campbell in the mid-60s. And at the point that the railroad was ending train service here, that's where the song came from.
But while group member Michael Nesmith was in the Air Force, he never was stationed here.
Actually, what had happened was they were trying to come up with a name, and they came through a town called Clarksdale. And for whatever reason, it became Clarksville. He said he didn't know at the time that there even was a Clarksville, Tennessee, that with Fort Campbell nearby.
David Elliott used to ride the trains that stopped at this station and later helped bring the depot back to life.
We tried to take ownership of it very early on, though we never could prove our point. It has always been quite a popular song here in Clarksville.
The Monkees released their song in 1966. The last passenger train left Clarksville, Tennessee in 1967. While this station didn't inspire the song, don't tell that to all those who stopped by the depot.
I would say very definitely, if they are trying to find a connection, we have people coming to the train station just because of the song.
Today, the station looks much as it did back in the mid-1900s when trains passed here headed for Memphis, Louisville, and points beyond. But it's the supposed last train that left this station that still has people stopping. Traveling the countryside on the last train to Clarksville, I'm Andrew McCray.
Have disposable coveralls and foot covers on the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They may not be fashionable, but they reduce the risk of spreading disease as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
From one farm to another, it's important for livestock producers and farm visitors to think about the health and safety of farm animals. Bacteria and viruses that cause infectious diseases in livestock can hitch a ride on your boots, car tires, and your hands. Biosecurity that includes wearing disposable clothing helps reduce the spread of disease from one farm to another. Covering up can also protect you from pathogens that could make humans sick. Kevin Heitland is a sales manager with AgriPro Enterprises of Iowa. He says the two most important items are coveralls and foot protection. Put on a fresh layer every time you walk into an animal facility.
Just to avoid any type of chance of any kind of disease transfer from one building to the next. It's even important to wear some foot protection between one building to the next and then dispose of it before you go all the way in, you know, your entry points, or even getting into your vehicle, you know, walking to your vehicle and driving to the next farm.
Always have your protective garments on hand and easily accessible. Also consider outfitting the people who visit your farm on a regular basis.
You should, you know, even have foot protection in your vehicle when you're traveling from site to site, so that way you can put them on. Feed truck drivers, they should have them so they can put a new pair on when they come onto your farm with a load of feed. And there should be a place for them to dispose of them there on the farm so they don't have to take them back in the truck and transfer it that way as well.
Once disposable cover-ups are worn, they can be incinerated or tossed in the trash. Learn more on how to dress for biosecurity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There's an old saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Let's just take a minute to unpack that idea. A 20-year-old tree growing in a park or your backyard is a thing of beauty and practicality. You can sit in its shade, eat its fruit, and hang a tire swing from its branches. But somebody, thinking ahead, had to plant that tree. What's more, somebody 20 years from now would appreciate a tree you planted today. It's the same with money. If 20 years ago you started saving $100 a month, you'd have a pretty nice nest egg. But if you didn't, it's still a good idea to start saving today. Are you prepared for the future? If not, don't put it off any longer.
Take a first step today. Plant a seed. It will help lead to a fruitful tomorrow. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
KNDY.
Life cycle assessments and how they'll be factoring into our food system today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Let's begin with a quick definition. A life cycle assessment is the analysis of the carbon footprint of a particular product, be it a package of cookies or a smartphone. And it's a bit of a mystery to hear Jason Robinson tell it. He's with Minnesota's Agricultural Utilization Research Institute.
A consumer, those that are actually purchasing those things, in general, they don't really understand what the LCA means. As we start to see on packages, results of LCAs, and we are starting to see them on consumer level packaging, that we really think about what that means and how it can be effectively communicated.
Robinson says manufacturers are challenged as to how to communicate LCAs to consumers, or even whether to try.
I'm skeptical that that's going to be a real effective tool in the consumer marketplace, but obviously how to effectively communicate that from a consumer point of view is going to be critical as we continue to see more and more emphasis placed on the carbon footprint or the environmental footprint of products, processes, or even packages.
For a link to the webinar on this, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, took her first trade mission trip to Panama. Now, she led a group of almost 30 U.S. agribusinesses, farm groups, state and regional groups, and state departments of ag. Taylor says this was a great chance to explore trade opportunities.
We have really strong cultural and economic ties to this region, and certainly to Panama, all of which is really built upon a foundation of some of our trade agreements. Our diverse delegation really represents just about everything that American agriculture has to offer, from our world-class and high-quality U.S. beef, pork, and poultry products, to cheeses and gourmet foods, to fresh fruits and organic snacks, and distilled spirits and wine.
She says the Panama region is an important trade partner for U.S. ag goods.
I think this mission really highlights why this region is really important to our Panama and our CAFTA GR countries. Last year was a record. We sold $8.8 billion of food and agricultural products, up 57% from 2018. Last year, we had 30 markets that hit $1 billion, and that's actually up from 27 the previous year. Two were in this region. One was Panama and one was Costa Rica. And so as we think about ensuring our food and agricultural producers.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temps right now. At Hiawatha, it's 43. At Atwood, it's 41. At Goodland, it's 42. At Johnson today, it's 49. At Liberal, it's 48. At Wellington, it's 48. At Columbus, it's 49.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets, or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, KGSO listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company Saturday, March 25th, and continuing Monday, March 27th. Raider Implement was started in the early 1950s. Alfred Raider was known throughout the Midwest for selling bale wagons, good-used machinery, and trucks. Over 500 pallets of parts, plus Saturday they'll be selling hand tools, shop tools, lawnmowers, fuel tanks, and new iron. Monday they'll continue with pallets of parts until noon, and then follow with tractors, dozers, trucks, machinery, and the balance of the parts. This big two-day auction for Raider Implement Company, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. and continues Monday, March 27th, 10 a.m. at the location 4 miles north of Centralia on Highway 187 to 120th Road, then 3/4 mile east. For additional details, go online to Klein Realty and Auction. For information or viewing, contact Terry Muting or Jim Rader. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale Saturday, March 25th and Monday, March 27th.
Breeding pigs naturally resistant to porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome may reduce the environmental impact of pork production. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
PRRS is the most devastating disease to the swine industry in the U.S., affecting not only productivity of pigs, but also their health and wellness. This regularly occurring and complex disease has been documented to cause an estimated $500 million of losses to producers, thus affecting the food security of countless people around the world. Deploying protein modifications developed by Kansas State University, Excelligen, a technology development company in Minnesota, is now able to breed pigs naturally resistant to PRRS. Tad Stonesgard is president and chief executive officer, and he explains the gene editing process.
It's a laboratory tool for breaking DNA, except it does it in a very specific way. So our bodies have repair machinery to mend those breaks in the double-strand DNA. So all this tool is doing is cutting in a specific spot, and then when the repair machinery comes, which it normally and naturally does, we just provide some instructions to repair it the way that we want. So the best way to do that, most precisely and accurately, is to do it in cells and then to take those cells and be able to clone them into animals. You can also try and introduce the mutations into single cell embryos, and it's technically a little bit more difficult to end up with the precision and accuracy you can get from cloning.
Stondesgaard says that the technology must first be approved by the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine before it can become commercially available to genetic companies, who will then provide the PRRS-resistant pigs to the industry. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday. Well, the markets are being influenced by a couple of factors. One, South America harvest numbers influencing the markets, plus massive fund selling. Here's what we're looking at right now. We got May corn at 642 and a quarter. That's up 10 and a half. July corn is at 622 and three quarters. That's up 12. Kansas City wheat for May, 850. That's up 30 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 836 and a quarter. That's up 29 and three quarters. May oats up 6 and a quarter at 367 and three quarters. July oats at 363 and three quarters. That's up 7 and a half. Soybeans for May, 1431 is your current price. That's up 11 and a half. Also up 11 and a half. July soybeans at 1410. Cotton for May, 76.80 is your current price. That's down 78 cents. July cotton at 77.44. That's down 75 cents right now. Live cattle for April, 163.10. That's up 95 cents. Live cattle for June, 156.60. That's up 80 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 189.52 and a half. That's up 50 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 194.70. And that's down 30 cents right now. Crude oil for May, 69.24 is your current price. That's down 73 cents. June crude oil, 69.37. That's down 75 cents right now. Gold for April, 1988.40. That's down $7.40. Gold for June, 2006.40. And that's down $6.90. Silver for May, 23.41. That's up 15 cents. July silver, 23.59. That's up 14 cents right now. Taking a look at Wall Street, there's been a turn. The Dow up 30, S&P up 3, NASDAQ down 28. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage priced right. Cut four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Go try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
It's time to be on red alert, as it's the season for prescribed fires. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Luke Burning, Kansas Forest Service Fuel Specialist, continues with more insight on prescribed burning in Kansas.
when you're in an area that maybe you have to run the fire through some cedars, and maybe, you know, you're not in an area where you're going to be sending embers into outside of the burn unit, but you still want to be careful. What I would recommend there is reduce your flame intensity and heat when it hits those heavy fuels. If you've got a cedar or a log or, you know, whatever it is that you're concerned about, take your mower out there and just cut the grass short around there. So instead of having 5-6 foot flames, you have 8-inch flames. And that'll reduce the likelihood of catching those heavy fuels on fire. Another option with that is hitting it before you burn. You could conduct a back burn around those fuels. Again, you're just reducing the intensity of fire when it does touch that fuel and reducing the heat to try and keep your fire behavior a little bit lower intensity. I think we're going to see some extreme fire behavior. So anything we can do to help moderate that intensity is worth considering.
Burning emphasizes the need for producers to conduct a test fire.
So the purpose of a test fire is to accurately gauge what fire behavior is going to be like before it is too late to stop. So what you do is find a spot that has the same fuels as your burn unit in a spot where you can easily stop it. You could do this by taking a small corner of your pasture, putting in a mowed line around a quarter acre or so, and then using that plot to gauge how the rest of the unit will behave. In a year where fire weather may be less predictable than it has been in the past, this practice is going to be crucial, guys.
Burning gives recommendations for slowing fires and staying safe.
Yeah, I think your mower could be your best friend, cattle. Another thing, if you're concerned about fuels, is how can you get green on the ground? You know, green helps slow down fires. So, you know, if you're concerned with fire danger around your homestead or your headquarters, where do you have wheat planted? Could you put in a strip around the edge of the pasture to slow it down? So you can get really creative with slowing down fires and creating fuel breaks. And we at the Forest Service, wildfire is really our focus in the fire program. A lot of the prescribed fire that we do is to reduce wildfire risk. And so if that's something you are really concerned about, talk to me. I love prescribed fire for natural resources, but my focus is helping folks protect their homes and lands from catastrophic wildfires.
That's Kansas Forest Service Fuel Specialist Luke Burning with more insights on prescribed burning in Kansas. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be an auction of tractors, machinery, and machine shop tools for the Tony Starr Trust Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road, Herkimer. Selling old stock and new stock car parts and accessories, machine shop power tools, locking metal cabinets, hand tools, old cars and bodies, collectibles, some salvage iron, signs. Selling tractors, machinery, and a truck at 1 o'clock, including a John Deere 4230 diesel, 500-gallon 58-foot boom sprayer, 65 John Deere 3020 propane tractor, John Deere 60 narrow front tractor, John Deere A with a front loader bucket, Farmall M, also selling a soil mover, disc, propane, and other generators, 16-foot steel bid car trailer, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Tony Starr Trust, Saturday, March 25th, begins at 10 a.m. at 741 6th Road, Herkimer. Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.